Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Sunday, November 10th, 2019. Today we're going to read out of Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 38. Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, that man shall marry the widow and raise up the children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless, then the second, and the third married her, and so in the same way all seven died childless. Finally, the woman died also. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story of the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. So again today, we see that Jesus is being tested by religious leaders. These are the Sadducees who didn't believe in the resurrection. They believe there is nothing after this life. There's an old joke about not believing in the resurrection is what made them so sad, you see. I know that's bad. So what we see here is that they don't even believe in the scenario that they're presenting to Jesus. They don't believe in the resurrection themselves. But they just want to test Jesus, and so they come up with some ridiculous scenario. There were laws in Judaism that were supposed to take care of women whose husbands died. These widows had no way to take care of for themselves. So the law said that one of their husband's brothers or close relatives had to take her as a wife. This man who took her as a wife was called a kinsman redeemer. Since women didn't work in their society, they had no way to provide for themselves once their husband died. And so one of their brothers would take care of his brother's wife when the brother died. So this woman keeps losing husbands. All seven of the brothers end up dying. The whole scenario is really outrageous. But finally, the woman dies too. So the Sadducees want to know who the woman is going to be married to if there's a resurrection. Of course, they don't really believe that there is a resurrection. I can almost see Jesus shaking his head and laughing a little bit at this whole scenario. Jesus helps the Sadducees understand that the priority in the resurrection will not be worrying about who is married to who. I've had some people ask me about this passage. It can be a little bit of a scary thought to think about not being married to your spouse after you die. Especially for a widow or someone who might have been married to her husband for like 50 or 60 years. But I think what Jesus is trying to help the Sadducees and help us as well to see is that there's a bigger perspective. What is more important than who we'll be married to is that God will be our God and we will be God's people. The Sadducees are interested in tripping Jesus up with a theological argument. But Jesus is more interested in bringing life to the very people that are questioning him, because God is the God of the living. Jesus points back to God being called the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. These people are living, the scripture says. There is real life that is found in Christ. Paul will talk about the fact that right now we see through a glass darkly, but in the resurrection we will see God face to face. It is this kind of knowing God fully that will bring a life that we can't even imagine in our day, in our here and now, we can't imagine the kind of life that God wants to give us. I think this is what Jesus is trying to get across when he talks to the Sadducees. The goal of all Christian discipleship is to know Christ. The more fully we know Christ, the more we begin to experience the life of Christ. Ultimately, Jesus came to bring us life. Every day is a new opportunity to know Christ and to seek Christ. John 17:3 tells us that eternal life is knowing the Father and the one he sent. So today we can trust that Christ came to give us life because he is not the God of the dead, but he's the God of the living. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.